In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom. I'm glad to be with you. We started the ninth chapter of St. John, and I'm going to start it again because we didn't get very far. As Jesus walked along, he saw a man blind from birth. His disciples asked him, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents?" They thought that someone sinned. That's why he was born blind. Jesus answered, "Neither this man nor his parents sinned. He was born blind so that God's works might be revealed in him." Oh, yes. That God's works would be revealed in the blind man. This man was a blind man, and he was collecting money in a cup. Today we're going to see the eyes of the blind shall be open. Today we're going to see that. Man born blind. No one has ever heard of a man born blind being healed. "We must work the works of him who sent me," that's the Father, "while it is day. Night is coming when no one can work." John always talks about the light and the darkness. The darkness is ruled by the enemy, by Satan. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. Do you know that today? That Jesus Christ is the light of the world. That Jesus Christ calls us to be lights in the world. "You are the light of the world," he says in Matthew's gospel. Jesus the Lord is the light. I tell you, the light that comes from me is borrowed light. But the light that comes from Jesus is not borrowed. It is in him as a result of who he is. "I am the light of the world." When he had said this, he spat on the ground, made mud with the saliva, and spread the mud on the man's eyes, saying to him, "Go wash in the pool of Siloam," which means sent. Go wash. Now he's blind. What is the pool of Siloam going to do to him? Then he went and washed and came back able to see. This Jesus knew that as he washed in the pool of Siloam, he would come back with sight. Sight. We need sight. Not only physical sight. We need spiritual sight, that the Lord would give us sight, that we would know what he's talking about, that we would know that when we hear his voice, we would do what he says. The neighbors and those who had seen him before as a beggar began to ask, "Is this not the man who used to sit and beg? Is this not the man who used to sit and beg? Did we not put money in his cup?" Some were saying, "It is he." Others were saying, "No, but it is someone like him." No, it is he. It is he who used to beg for money because he was blind. It is he that couldn't go to work because he was blind. He kept saying, "I am the man." But they kept asking him, "Then how were your eyes opened?" He answered, "The man called Jesus made mud, spread it on my eyes, and said to me, 'Go to Siloam and wash.' Then I went and washed and received my sight." He was obedient. Obedient means to listen to and to do what you're hearing by the grace of the living God. It is very important that we have the Bible as well as the church that tells us what to do and what not to do. Oh, yes. Oh yes, this man did what Jesus asked him to do. He went and washed at the pool of Siloam and received my sight. They said to him, Where is he? He said, I do not know. They brought to the Pharisees the man who had been formerly been blind, born blind. Now it was the Sabbath day when Jesus made the mud and opened his eyes. Now they're going to complain that he healed somebody on the Sabbath and he broke the Sabbath. I tell you, we need to be healed on the Sabbath. We need to be healed on the day after the Sabbath. Jesus knows what he's doing. He only does what he sees the Father doing. Then the Pharisees also began to ask him how he had received his sight. He said to them, He put mud on my eyes, then I washed, and now I see. Very interesting. It's the only way that Jesus heals just this man, or else we'd be having mud factories with the mud to bring people healing. Oh no, it was the mud, it was the water, but it was the Word of God, the Word that Jesus said. Then I washed, and now I see. Some of the Pharisees said, This man is not from God, Jesus, for he does not observe the Sabbath. We know he's Lord of the Sabbath. But others said, How can a man who is a sinner perform such signs? And they were divided. Today, still, people are divided with Jesus Christ. Some want to follow him. Others say it's not necessary to follow him. So they said again to the blind man, What do you say about him? It was your eyes he opened. In other words, what are you talking about? What do you say about this Jesus? He said, He is a prophet. Just like the woman at the well. The first thing that she said was, He is a prophet. But I tell you, more than a prophet is Jesus. He is the second person of the Blessed Trinity. He is the Word of God made flesh in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary. The Jews did not believe that he had been blind from birth and had received his sight until they called the parents of the man who received his sight. They called the Mr. and Mrs. of the man who had received his sight. And they asked the parents, Is this your son who you say was born blind? How then does he now see? His parents answered, We know that this is our son. We know that he was born blind, but we do not know how it is that now he sees. Now they knew, but they wouldn't say. Why? Because to say that would mean that they would be thrown out of the synagogue. Oh, they knew. Imagine, the parents gave up the son. They knew. You know, what do you know? What do you know? What do I know? Do we tell people about Jesus? Do we tell people about his saving death, burial, and resurrection? We do not know who opened his eyes. Ask him, he is of age. What does that mean? He is of age. He's already received his bar mitzvah. He will speak for himself. His parents said this because they were afraid of the Jews, for the Jews had already agreed that anyone who confessed Jesus to be the Messiah would be thrown out of the synagogue. Imagine, the parents gave up their son because they loved the glory of people before the glory of God. Oh yes, the glory of people. I tell you, it's not the glory of people that I need, it's the glory of God. I need Jesus to say, after I stop breathing, Well done, good and faithful servant. You only did what you were commanded to do. Yes, the parents gave up their son. Therefore his parents said, He is of age, ask him. So for the second time, they called the man who had been born blind, and they said to him, "Give glory to God. We know that this man is a sinner." Why are they saying that? Because he healed on the Sabbath. He answered, "I do not know whether he is a sinner. One thing I do know, that though I was blind, now I see." That's one thing I know. Do you see today? Do you open your eyes and see Jesus? Do you know Jesus today? Do you know that he went to the cross for you and for me, and he asked us to repent of our sins? Do you know that? That baptism is not once, but it's a life. My baptized life is lived in faith. What did he do to you? How did he open your eyes? Again, they're asking the man who was blind and now sees. He answered them, "I have told you already, but you would not listen. Why do you want to hear it again? Do you want to become his disciples?" Now they're going to get really mad. Then they reviled him, saying, "You are his disciple, but we are disciples of Moses." Oh, if they were disciples of Moses, they would know Jesus, because Moses wrote about Jesus. We know that God has spoken to Moses, but as for this man, we do not know where he comes from. They don't know where Jesus comes from. We know where he comes from. He says, "I come from heaven, and I'm going back to heaven." The man answered, "This is astonishing news. You do not know where he comes from, and yet he opened my eyes. We know that God does not listen to sinners, but he does listen to the one who worships him and obeys him." The man born blind is a better theologian than the Pharisees. The Pharisees say it happened on a Sabbath, therefore this man is not of God. Never since the world began has it been heard that anyone opened the eyes of a man or a person born blind. If this man were not from God, he could do nothing. Well, I tell you, this man who had his eyes opened is talking about Jesus. Do you talk about Jesus? Do I talk about Jesus? It's all about Jesus. I love the scriptures that said they have heard about Jesus and they started to follow him. How we need to tell people about Jesus, because without telling people, there'll be no faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. They answered him, "You were born entirely in sin." Why? Because he was born blind. "And are you trying to teach us?" And they drove the man out of the town, out of the city. Jesus heard that they had driven him out, and he found him. He said to the man, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" He answered, "And who is he, sir? Tell me, so that I may believe in him." Jesus said to him, "You have seen him, and the one speaking with you is he." Jesus only revealed to two people out of his mouth that he was the Messiah, the woman at the well and the man born blind. He said, "Lord, I believe," and he worshiped him. Jesus said, "I came into this world for judgment, so that those who do not see may see, and those who do see may become blind." They don't really see. The Pharisees didn't see. Some of the Pharisees near him heard this and said to him, "Surely we are not blind, are we?" Jesus said to them, "If you were blind, you would not have sinned. But now that you say we see, your sin remains." You know, I think about this man being thrown out of the town, being disowned by his mother and father, and the only one he has is Jesus. The only one he has is Jesus. You know, when he was a beggar, at least he would have community around him. But they threw him out of the town. And the only one he has is Jesus. Do you want to know that the only one I have is Jesus? The only one that you have is Jesus? Oh, yes. Oh, yes. People will persecute us. But you know what? We need to tell people about the man, Jesus, who is also God, true God and true man. Chapter 10. Truly, truly, I say to you, anyone who does not enter the sheepfold by the gate, but climbs in by another way, is a thief and a bandit. Who is the gate? Jesus is the gate. Jesus is the gate that we enter into to the Father's love. He is the gate. He is the Word made flesh. He is the gate that we enter into. The one who enters by the gate, who enters by Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the life, is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep hear his voice. He calls his own by name and leads them out. He called you by name. I said this yesterday from Isaiah 43. He called you by name. Do you know his voice when he speaks? Do you know his voice when he speaks? That's why we have the Bible in the church, to know his voice. Because, you know, let's say I heard that there was a fourth person in the Blessed Trinity. Well, the Bible doesn't teach that, and neither does the church. There is three persons in the Blessed Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. When he has brought out all his own, he goes ahead of them. He goes ahead of them because he's the shepherd of the sheep. And the sheep follow him because they know his voice. Do you know the voice of the shepherd? Do you know when he speaks to you? I heard it once audibly, many times, not audibly, but right in my mind. I remember when I was caught in the ocean, the Lord spoke audibly to me. He said, "Don't panic, Tom. Don't panic." He spoke audibly. It was different than what I hear in my mind. But what I hear in my mind is also Jesus, if it goes along with the Bible. They will not follow a stranger, but they will run from the stranger, because they do not know the voice of strangers. The sheep will follow only the shepherds. Do you know that today? Are you a shepherd? Do you lead people to Jesus? I tell you, we need more shepherds that leads people to Jesus. The Word of God said today that the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. How we need laborers, men and women, to tell others about Jesus Christ. Jesus used this figure of speech with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. So again, Jesus said to them, "Truly, truly, I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep." Oh, yes, the way, the truth, and the life. I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and bandits. That's the Sadducees and Pharisees. But the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters by me will be saved. We enter through Jesus Christ to be saved. He is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the narrow way that we enter. You know, Oprah once believed that. Now she says you don't have to believe in Jesus to be saved. That's not what the Word of God says. That's not what the church says. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Anyone in heaven today, if Buddha is in heaven, it's because of the blood of Jesus that was shed for him. And he received that. I'm not saying Buddha is in heaven. I'm saying if he is in heaven, whoever enters by me will be saved. Are you saved? Have you entered by Jesus? Are you living out your baptismal promises? And he will come and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Do you know that? That the devil comes to kill. He wants you to commit suicide, to steal your peace, and to destroy you. Do you know that? God doesn't come to kill, steal, and destroy. No, God comes to give peace, to make us his own, and to fulfill us in Jesus Christ. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that you may have life and have it abundantly. Oh God, you promised abundant life to those who enter by the sheep gate. You promised that we would know your voice when you spoke to us, because we're your sheep. We're your sheep. I am the good shepherd. Oh yes. In Italian, io sono il buon pastore. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. When will that happen? At Calvary. The hired hand who is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep, he sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. The hired man runs away because he's a hired person. He does not care for the sheep. He only cares for the money that he's receiving. I am the good shepherd. Do you know that today? That Jesus the Lord is the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. He calls us how? By name. He wants to give us what? Life abundantly. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. Where did he do that? At the cross. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one voice, one herd. For this reason the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. Take it up again where? In the resurrection. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. In other words, he freely dies for the sheep. He freely dies for the sheep. My own accord. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it up again. I have received this command from my Father. In other words, he knows the Father's will was he would go to the cross to save us by his blood, and would rise from the dead on the third day. Again, the Jews were divided because of these words. Many of them were saying, he has a demon and is out of his mind. Why do you listen to him? Others were saying, these are not the words of one who has a demon. These are not the words of one who has a demon. Can a demon open the eyes of a man born blind? At this time, the festival of the dedication took place in Jerusalem. That's Hanukkah. It was winter. That's Hanukkah. And Jesus was walking in the temple in the portico of Solomon. So the Jews gathered around him and said to him, how long will you keep us in suspense? If you are Messiah, tell us plainly. He told them many times. I tell you, we know that he is the Messiah. He is the Messiah of the Jews and the Gentiles. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. And the Word became flesh in the womb of the Virgin Mary and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Lord, open our eyes that we would look up and see only Jesus, who leads us to the Father. May the Lord bless you today. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.